Fred Film Radio.
International Film Festivals and Awards Macau. Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 International Film Festival in Macau. And I'm joined by the director of the festival, Mike Goodridge. And my first question to him is, what are the challenges of organizing a festival in Macau, especially in terms of censorship, I guess?
Yeah, well, Macau is unique, and one of the unique parts about it is that it's a special administrative region of China. It's called a SAR, which is like Hong Kong, which means that it operates on a system called One Country, Two Systems. So while it is a part of China, and Portugal handed it over to China in 1999, it has its own administrative system in culture, in tourism, in education, that are governed by the government of Macau. So it's not, it doesn't, in film terms, it doesn't fall under the same rules as China. So we're very free to play all the films that I select, and I've not had any problems. We submit all the films in the festival to the local censor, and they just give them anywhere, they give them an adult rating or a 15 rating or, you know. I was expecting more of those conversations, but so far so good, you know.
So how do you select competition films?
Well, the competition is very dear to my heart, and that's like Macau itself, which is trying to nurture its own little film industry and film culture. We wanted to focus on young filmmakers, so we wanted to choose first and second films only. So we have the whole year to choose from. You know, we're not a world premiere festival at all, so we chose the most sort of eclectic, diverse range of titles. Like, I know the jury this morning watched The Man Who Feels No Pain, which is an Indian movie. Did you see that?
I saw it,
yes. It's like this sort of great, exhilarating action comedy, you know, and next to very, very serious dramas, you know. So, I've talked to them extensively about that, but I just want them to recognize the achievements of the young filmmakers rather than compare films, you know. We really want to encourage the young filmmakers of Macau to take the plunge, you know, and to get to know the international industry and to make films that will play outside of Macau.
This is your second year as director of the festival, and the third year for this festival overall, the third edition of the festival. So what do you think is the festival identity, or the identity that the festival is sort of shaping for itself?
I think for me it's all about a blend of Asian and international. We're very much an international film festival. We have international industry. But my primary focus is Macau audience. So it's the idea for me is to build a film-going habit here. You know, there's only, like, I would say three cinemas here. One of them is a big multiplex that just plays Hollywood and, you know, big Chinese films or big Hong Kong films. Another is like a Catholic cinema, Catholic Church-owned cinema. And then one's a tiny little cinematheque, which is government-owned. So the government opened that a couple of years ago to try and stimulate more a different kind of a range of films in Macau. So the festival's part of that is to sort of get them in with Nicolas Cage and Green Book and you know, some of the bigger names, and then sort of lead them to discovery. I think that's what all film festivals really are, you know. So identity-wise, you know, we want to be an international festival, but we also want to be a very China-friendly festival where the Western visitors can feel like they have access to the mainland industry, but without making a big song and dance about it, you know.
What about the fact that this is sort of the last festival of the year for a lot of the journalists, but also just in general, so to speak?
Well, I think that's quite nice, because we have no we have no pressure on world premieres or, you know, you have to do this, you have to do that. Oh, my God, I have to do this. It's meant to be a very relaxed environment. It's meant to be somewhere where you can take a deep breath and just kind of have a drink and enjoy, you know, and socialize. You know, we have a lot of filmmakers here, and I think they love to just hang out together and bang on about movies, you know. While at the same time, we want it to be constructive, obviously, especially for the industry that's here. We've got the project market. But I think the heat's off, you know. There's no next month it's Cannes or next month it's Berlin. You know, it's just like, you know, we're going into the holidays now. And that's the idea, I think.
Given that this is a relatively new festival, and also your own experience as a journalist and editor of Screen, what do you think are some of the flaws or positives of international media approaching a festival like this?
Well, I think, you know, and I used to be one of them too, like everybody who runs around Cannes and the big A-list festivals, you get a bit sort of, I don't know, jaded, cynical, world-weary, you know. I think those festivals are really tough, actually. I find, you know, in all my lives, I find those festivals increasingly, like, taxing to go to, you know. Because while you have wonderful film experiences, the hoopla around them is often, you know, like getting into a film in the Palais in Cannes takes like an hour now, you know. So, yeah, you know, I think what we really want is for international media to understand the local intentions of this festival as well as the international intentions. You know, we're not, and I've certainly put the brakes on all the organisers here. I'm not trying to say, we're going to be Cannes in 5 years' time, you know. Festivals take a long time, and I know, I've seen lots come and go, you know. They take a long time to build up. It was really, really tragic to see Dubai go. They had built themselves over 14 years into a really good festival, you know, and it had a real purpose and a real raison d'etre, as it were. And then, you know, politics over there kind of stepped in and killed it. It's just, you know, it's so tragic after 14 years, because that's the kind of time it takes to find your international place, you know.
So I think you mentioned a couple of times that audience development here in Macau is a major objective of the festival. And I'm just thinking, how important is it then to kind of include a strand of classic films in the
program? No, it's really important because they don't have a history of classics being shown here on a big screen, ever. Mm. You know, so you've really got to think that we're kind of at a pretty basic level in Macau, you know. Hong Kong has this incredibly sophisticated network of cinemas, and art house cinemas, and festivals, nothing in Macau. So we're surprised at the audience response to, like, the Ozu sold out in its first week, you know. Lawrence of Arabia sold all its tickets. Once upon a time in America, I think people were a bit more intimidated by, because of the length, you know. I mean, Lawrence of Arabia is 10 minutes shorter than Once Upon a Time in America, but, you know, I think that's more of a sort of all-time, timeless classic. But the classics are something that I'm really interested in here. It's sort of exploiting that and getting people engaged in classic cinema, especially films that were shot here, because tons of movies have been shot in Macau. Johnny Toe has shot a lot of films here. He was born in Macau, you know, so I'd love to sort of explore that in the future.
We mentioned, I think, briefly, Nicolas Cage, who, of course, received an honorary award this year here in Macau. You know, I'd like you to say maybe a few words about him.
Well, I think if you look at his IMDb page, which I have extensively recently, there are a lot of films that I haven't seen in the last few years. But then Mandy comes along, you know, and you're like, I mean, I love Mandy. I think it's just out there and brilliant, you know. And it sort of fits in with the rest of his career, you know. He just takes risks. Look, and he talked about this movie he's doing with Sion Sono, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, God, he said, that's the wildest film I've ever done. I'm like, wow, you know. I mean, I asked him if he felt like he was an outsider, because he lives this, you know, he runs to his own, the beat of his own drum, you know. He's not trying to do movies that win Oscars. He's not trying to kind of, you know, be at the centre of Hollywood. He's just off in Bulgaria or China or Romania shooting movies all the time. You know, I love that guy's career. I started taking it apart, and I'm like, wow, every time he hit a certain plateau, he would change course. So I think he's always trying to fuck with us.
On that note, I thank you very much for joining us, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.